Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To Willard and Dibbs.
That's a great question.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Wait a minute.
Is that Roxy?
Who was that? Who doubled back? And who?
That was the great Andrew Filippone in Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Pony.
The pony. That's right.
Yeah, I think Ayuk is still on his way to Pittsburgh.
Oh, they might as well be. Is that where his doctor
is? They're at the goal line, exactly.
Good Lord. They did end up getting a receiver. They got Mike Williams from the New York Jets.
Yep.
He was right all along. Anyway, Willard and Dibbs, Habas Law is bringing you our kickoff show as we count you down and get you ready. Niners and Rams tonight. Dibbs says it's a must win. I think he's crazy because they play again in Miami next week, even if they don't win this one.
Yep.
But no, obviously you're right. We got action if they win. We don't if they lose. It's that simple. And you know this. It is the annoying way that my brain works, which is I buy in to what ifs. I buy into what ifs even when they sound absurd. And so I'm not about to tell you the Niners can go to the Super Bowl. We don't even need to have a conversation like that right now. But listen to what Hutch just told us, Dibs. If you go from Greenlaw's back, Bosa is back, if you win tonight, you get a mini bye, and you go to Miami next week, and maybe Trent Williams is back, I really think tonight is such a springboard. And if Dre Greenlaw can ramp himself up quickly, and I love the idea, this background that was just given to us, that Dre probably thinks he has essentially been ready for a while. He's been champing at the bit. And tonight's the night. Will he look perfect? No. Will he play all the plays? No. But within 2 to 3 weeks, could he be a pretty solid form of Dre Greenlaw? And what could that mean for what we're looking at? That's why I think tonight is so important, and the Dre Greenlaw activation is so important, because, Dibs, this really could be a springboard to yet another Kyle Shanahan December run.
Could be. And, you know, I'm looking at it right now, the email that came in about 3 hours ago. And the following player has been activated from the PUP list, number 57, Dre Greenlaw. Seeing that reminds me that it was 10 months and one day ago when they played the Super Bowl, and he was trying to just, I don't know, run on the field to go play defense, and PUP, and he's down, and Fred is beside himself with grief, and the Niner D was never the same. They lose, and here we are 10 months later. So you think about what it could mean. Yeah, you win, and he, no matter how how he looks. It doesn't even matter. If you win and Bosa emerges unscathed and then you go to Miami 10 days later, and yeah, maybe Trent is feeling better about coming back and playing, his ankle, his family situation. No one would ever possibly think about rushing him, and I certainly would never judge him based on what he's going through, which is unimaginable. I can't even fathom that sort of personal pain, but you get to 7-7, and if you do get Trent back and Dre's a little bit better and Bosa comes out uninjured, all of a sudden you might have something.
Absolutely. Now, I'm glad you brought up 10 months one day ago, because that is exactly when Fred Warner made these comments. Listen to this now. This is Fred Warner 10 months ago, and then we're going to have Fred Warner this week. And listen closely to not only what he says, but the tone in his voice as he says all of it. This is after the Super Bowl, Fred Warner.
Sick to my stomach. I'm still sick. I see him at halftime, and I'm crying because I'm so hurt for him and obviously wanted to win this for him, and sickening.
Okay, so there's the words, but there's the tone.
Oh, man, the voice.
He
cried at halftime.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't because he couldn't go out and see Usher. Might have been part of it.
Good
show.
Yeah. But, like, football is so emotional. I really think emotions, and I know no one wants to hear this because it's just not manly enough and not what fans want to think about, and I get that. I totally get that. But emotions have been such a big part of this season. Whether you want to call them the overwhelming nature of the Super Bowl hangover, the injury to Dre Greenlaw, the injury to Christian McCaffrey, what happened to Charvarius Ward's daughter, what happened to the Trent Williams family, Ricky Pearsall preseason. And emotions have just crushed this team. And there's no way to quantify exactly what that means. But the idea that Trent Williams could play in 10 days, the idea that Charvarius Ward is back on the field, the idea that Dre Greenlaw is back on the field, Ricky Pearsall is back on the field. Here's what Fred Warner said just this week about getting Dre back.
That means everything. You know, I've been waiting for that moment for the entire season, right? And so potentially have him out there again with me, it means everything.
I mean, there is just honesty there, and I think he is buoyed by what's about to happen, and I can't wait to see, again, you just said it, it may not matter how many tackles Dre gets, but 57 on the field,
right.
I don't need to tell the Niners if they want to introduce the offense or the defense tonight. It's the defense, obviously.
Yeah. I don't even know if, do they do that in regular garden variety home games? Do they introduce and have guys run out?
Oh, run through the run. Yeah, but they
usually for playoff games, I think.
No, they used to do it every single game. They would pick one side of the ball and have the intros where the guys would run through the tunnels of the cheerleaders and out onto the field.
Yeah, I don't know if they do that anymore. 888-957-9570 if you have the answer to that.
I don't know. I've been to a couple games this year, and maybe I'm just imagining that that's the way they do it.
Yeah, usually by the time I get in there, it's after the show.
That's fair. Maybe that's why.
A little bit of the pregame.
Anyway, they used to do that.
And it doesn't even matter. As soon as Dre Greenlaw's out there or involved in a play, the crowd's going to go bananas. And, you know, I can imagine a pass play or a run play where, you know, you get Dre Greenlaw and Fred both in on a tackle and Kyron Williams is stuffed for a loss, or maybe it's no gain at the line of scrimmage and Dre and Fred both get up off the pile and they give each other a big high five. The crowd's going to go bananas.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I wonder, and in fact, you can weigh in on that. What does it mean to you that Dre Greenlaw is going to be back in this game tonight? 888-957-9570. I'm getting text messages that says they do. That
okay.
The 49ers still do this. That they absolutely still do this. And you pick one side of the ball, and you intro the players, and they come out onto the field. And again, I don't even know if Dre Greenlaw is technically a starter tonight, but I would make him one.
Yeah.
I'd make him one so that he can have that moment. This building needs that. And believe me, everything that's been awful about this season, tonight cannot fix it, but tonight can set a new course. Or it can be a brick wall and there's no course at all. I couldn't be more excited about this game and the fact that Dre Greenlaw is a part of it. They sort of picked the perfect game to do it because this is sort of, it feels like it's the boys to men end of the road as far as this particular era. And I don't mean that in terms of
right, Super Bowl or bust is what you mean.
No, I just mean the first half of this season and all the headaches that came. I think that 49er fans can readjust and chart a new course if they win tonight. If not, frustration overload the rest of the way.
Well, you'd be 6-8, and you know you'd be looking in a spot where even if you ran the table, you would need a significant amount of help at 9-8. You win 7-7, you don't control your own destiny, but you're in a much better spot. And when you go to Miami a week from Sunday, that's going to be a tough game. They're playing much better. Tua's healthy, and their offense is starting to hum a little bit, and they're going to be in a similar amount of desperation in their own right.
Yeah, my friend Jay just texted, and I forgot this is what they do. They introduce the players by yelling out only their first name, and then the crowd yells the last name.
Gotcha.
So crowd, Dre.
It's Greenlaw.
Greenlaw.
It's
yeah,
Greenlaw.
Got the right answer.
It's
right, good answer.
It's Greenlaw, in case you forgot. It's been 10 months.
Good answer.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Lucas.
That'd be amazing if they were like, Green, Dre, Mond, Green. But I don't think that's going to happen. So, anyway, there's that side to it. And then there's what we were also talking about earlier. You got any concerns with Brock Purdy and a wet football? Whenever there is a rain in the forecast, I got at least a few buddies who fire me a text and go, this isn't going to go well. Brock Purdy and a wet ball.
I do have concerns.
You
but
do.
I don't tonight because if you look at the sky right now, there's no rain clouds.
It's actually breaking up a little bit.
Right. And the whole idea of rain, we did have a little bit of light drizzle earlier in the show, but beyond that, I'm looking at the sky right now and I'm not seeing much of a threat of rain, but...
Well, I'm looking at I just got you a new update here, and it says that rain is coming potentially around 4:45, 15 minutes from now. I'm going to call BS by looking at that sky.
Right.
But more importantly, look at how much it's opened up for potentially no rain at all during game time.
Just a little bit at 6:30 and a touch at 8.
A little spritzer.
Yeah, nothing. And just a reminder to people out there, if there's a 40% chance of rain, that means...
Any rain.
For 40% of the area
right.
is what it means. It doesn't mean that...
I still don't know if I agree with you on that.
I don't know, care if you agree or not.
And I'm not saying
I'm
you
just,
care.
You know, I'm
no,
just
but
saying
when you said that
facts.
Last time, we got 47 texts who were like, Dibs is wrong.
No, and then we got 38 that also said I was right.
That's not true. So, you don't see the text line.
Yeah. The majority of the text line is not for me.
And that's fine. I'm just telling you. I don't know if that's right, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because even if you are, even if I'm right, let's say it's 40% chance that rain actually comes out of the sky, like a few drops means rain came out of the sky.
Sure.
And that's not going to affect a football game.
And again, you're looking at your app about Santa Clara.
I am.
And Santa Clara is not endemic to this piece of property. Santa Clara is a pretty big city. So if you want to talk about rain in one side of town as opposed to this side of town, it can rain in one part of Santa Clara but not here, which is...
That's of course true.
40% chance of rain.
40% chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it's this area of Santa Clara, that area of Santa Clara. Yeah, I would say right now, it's a little bit of optimism for anybody who was worried about rain coming out of the sky tonight. But bottom line is 49er fans have already been overwhelmed by what feels like excuses. And I'll say that, look, the Niners haven't asked for any. I don't think the Niners have cried foul or complained about anything. But this is, it's classic kind of put up or shut up time. And so whether it's injuries, whether it's rain, whether it's the brilliance of Puka Nacua and Matthew Stafford, as I said earlier in the week, especially for those like Nick Sorensen, who have not got cement around their feet yet in terms of their standing within this organization, tonight's the night. Tonight's the night. Tonight's the night that you either show that you have another pitch or not. Or you go 6-8 and you play meaningless football for the rest of the year.
Most likely. And, you know, to your greater question about Brock Purdy, I do have concerns about Brock Purdy and a wet football. There have been enough incidents, in my opinion, where that's been a thing to where I do have some concerns. But, again, I don't think that it's necessarily going to be an issue tonight as you know, we look at the forecast, and even if it does rain a little bit, it's when it gets really, really rainy. That's where you start to have real issues.
Okay. We've got a few things to get through as we get a little bit closer to game time. Also, still ahead, Greg Cosell, if you missed that really good, meaty breakdown of the game yesterday, we'll have that coming up around the corner. More Warriors talk a little bit later on in the show as well. But you know what we need to do? You know what we need to do?
I've been waiting for this all day, all week, actually.
I mean, this one should count for two. This is Thursday Night Football, and it's a 49er game.
And we're here.
So you are three times right now contractually required to fade, and your name is the Dibbers.
It's time for
Fade the Dibbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Diblis gives out his pick. You bet against it. You make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Dibs, what's the lock of the day?
We would like to send out a Christmas card to Jamar Chase for flying down the right sideline on Monday night to knock you back down under 500 where you rightfully belong.
What about the bum who staggered into the punt? He was the guy, that the cowboy who had the temerity, he had the chutzpah to try to pick up a ball he had no business touching.
I will speak for all of our audience and say I have no idea what temerity means. Let's get back to this game.
Balls.
You are 20-21. The line is 3. Niners minus 3. Dan?
Well, this one, to me, is an easy one. And it's, you know, it's my most confident pick of the week. And I know that the Rams are coming in hot, having hung 40-plus on the Bills. But they also gave up 40-plus. And the Niners, they're coming in off a very easy win. One of their only Ottoman wins of the year. And the emotions of getting Dre Greenlaw back and the impact of getting Nick Bosa back. Isaac Grendo is good to go. He's going to play. The Rams are good, but Shanahan tends to have McVay's number.
Crap.
I'm sorry, Niner fans.
All of you who think
that
this is depressing.
Am wrong so often.
You are.
You know what's going to happen tonight?
Oh, crap.
The 49ers.
Say the other thing. Just surprise
the faithful.
Us.
The other team.
The faithful will rise up as one.
Ah, crap.
Take the 49ers and lay the 3.
Cuckoo.
Faith. Dibs.
That's my bit. Stop clapping. No one's happy.
You pick
the Niners, and literally no one is happy. Maybe Dre Greenlaw's mom.
Niners win 24-20. Cuckoosh. Brandy, thank you.
All right.
You gonna fade me? I don't bet against my own team.
I'm going to fade you. And by the way, don't do that. I go with you sometimes.
I want y'all to fade with me.
No. Was last Thursday night Lions Packers? Last Thursday night, right?
Yeah.
And what did I do?
I nailed that one.
And what did I do?
Did you ride with me?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Well, actually, you didn't. You had made the pick.
I had already made the pick.
I knew
the Packers plus 3.5 was the pick. And then you made the pick with you came with me.
Not the other way around. I didn't know
you
were
riding these coattails, brother. Anyway.
You know what you need to do? Just take the Niners and lay the 3. Cuckoo.
Just watch the game and have a good time.
Dibs, by the way, when you pick the Niners as a favorite, you are 2-4 this year.
Oh, boy.
Well, at least you're not 0-4, so like it's possible. You picked them to cover against the Bears.
That's one of my wins. I was trying to think about the other one. Oh, the Jets in the opener. Must have been the other one.
Well, okay. Last time we were here for a primetime game, you were right.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Whatever. Luis and Hercules wants to talk to us now.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Luis. Thanks for calling Willard and Dibs.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen? How are you guys doing?
Dude, we're great. I'm not as good as I was 5 minutes ago, but we're great.
Well, Dibs Pick stinks, so there's that as well. But anyway,
that's the problem, Luis.
I have a take for you guys.
Okay.
So you guys talk about the Warriors and Draymond experience, right? So how come Debo doesn't get the Debo experience? The guy is a diva. He likes to, you know, make these, you know, convoluted, tweets. And, I mean, he's not playing good at all. But to be fair, he should get some of the doubt because he actually was once a workhorse in the Niners offense. And that's just kind of my take. Also, a secondary take, I think Brock Purdy is the perfect system quarterback, but he's never going to get you over that hump because there are other elite quarterbacks just kind of just above him. That's not a bad thing, but it's just that's kind of my take on that.
Yeah,
so
I'll hear you guys
off the air.
For sure. All right, Luis, thanks. Those are interesting takes, and I think the background or the premise of them probably has some truth. Let's break this apart first. Debo is the Draymond experience. I feel like if you're saying it's a very, very diet version of it, maybe, and maybe this year for the first time, to me, the Draymond experience is much more intense than the Debo thing. Like, what do we really have on Debo? Debo once wiped Instagram.
Yep.
Debo shoved off the head of the long snapper, and the head coach said the long snapper was the one who overreacted. And Debo tweeted something that he probably shouldn't tweeted, but it wasn't really that bad. So I get it. There's a lot of frustration surrounding the guy right now. I don't know that it's actually that intense.
No, I wouldn't buy it either. I don't think it's that intense, but I do think it's a little bit of a bad look. And I don't know if you can compare any player to Draymond and the Draymond experience.
Right.
I mean, what Draymond has done, and put aside all the great things he's done on the court for the sake of this discussion, but, you know, punching a teammate versus face-washing the long snapper,
yep,
not even close. Getting suspended multiple times for on-court acts of violence is too strong. Aggressiveness. Debo's never had that. Debo did get involved in
Cleveland. It was in Cleveland last year.
Like,
yeah,
a pregame brawl.
Yeah, he got into a little scuffle. And actually,
yeah,
do you remember? But do you remember? And this was shown in the Netflix documentary. There was the sound of the referee, the head ref, after that happened, went over to Debo.
Yeah.
And was like, "I need you to calm your side down."
Yeah, you're a leader.
Because he was like, "I know your reputation around this league is fantastic."
Yeah.
So I need you to be my guy right now and calm those guys down. That speaks to his reputation around the league being, I don't know, sort of the opposite of the Draymond experience.
Exactly. So I don't think that's a fair comp. Now, it's interesting what Hutch was saying about, you know, your question about the roster. If you do pay Brock, what do we do next year? And one of the first names he mentioned was Debo. And I didn't realize that the dead cap hit was going to be that small after the Debo restructure.
The restructure makes it harder, but not that much harder.
Yeah.
It's still a doable deal.
Well, honestly, I mean, Charvarius Ward, when you look at the way the other corners have played, he becomes more expendable. And, you know, Ayuk, you can't really cut because his number's still too high. The Kittle restructure makes sense, but, you know, something we talked about even before the season was, what are you going to do about the receiver position going forward with Ayuk and Pearsall and Jawan and Debo?
There's like no way it doesn't remain a question into the offseason,
yeah,
I think, especially with Brandon being gone. All right, he asked about Brock Purdy as well. We will answer that coming up next. He said he's never going to get the 49ers over the top, even though he's good. I think we would love to hear people talk on that. Where is your confidence in Brock Purdy? Especially now as we get late in the season, it's a little damp out here in Santa Clara on a Thursday night in a must win. Where's your confidence in Brock? We can take some calls on that. I know we want to weigh in. 888-957-9570, and we'll do that next. It is time for Triples for Autism, brought to you by Petinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. The Warriors made, count them up, 12 three-pointers last night. That's good enough. It means another donation from Petinelli to the Autism Society San Francisco. That's the third donation of the season for Triples for Autism. Steph and Buddy Hield led the way for the Warriors from beyond the arc. Each guy had three threes. To make a donation to autism yourself or to get involved, go to sfautismsociety.org. That was Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com. All right, heading into the final stretch as we get close to the start of this game and looking to talk it out about Brock Purdy. Where does your confidence sit now? 888-957-9570 is the number. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. This is Willard and Dibbs.